Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCuskey. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from York and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Vosmick scores. Tabor moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desodles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kress picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Cronin moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Vosmick moves to third. Tabor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vosmick scores. Tabor moves to third. Desodles moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 4 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. York reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Cronin moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox pinch hits for Al Benton. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-4 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-5 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.